All right, welcome back. Again, this is the Advanced Coaches Prep Course. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about something really awesome, and it's basically the two major components to understanding and reading body language. There are two things you're going to be looking for. One is something that everyone looks for, and then one is something that almost no one understands or looks for, and knowing both of them together will make you good at reading body language. Only knowing one will make it completely useless if you know anything about body language. So I've studied a lot of body language over the years. It's because this is a very crucial part of understanding how to attract beautiful women into your life. And not only that, but also understanding how to get them, how to understand them, how to know what they're thinking, know how they're thinking. Basically, how to know them better than they know themselves, which is really what the Tao of Badass and being a badass is all about. So, being a badass with women, that is. So I would say that most guys feel like they understand the content of body language. There are two major areas. Content is one of them, and this is what most guys study. And an example of that would be, okay, well, when she does this, what does it mean, right? What does it mean if she looks down? What does it mean if she looks up? What does it mean if she looks to her left? You know, what does it mean if she looks to her right? What does it mean if she twirls her hair? What does it mean if she smiles too much? What does it mean if she checks her phone when we're on a date? You know, all these things that we think are bad things, we're not sure, we're afraid. Is this a bad thing? Is this a good thing? How do I keep it from happening? How do I make it happen more? And this is all about content. What is she saying? But there's another thing that if you don't understand, and most guys don't get this or even care really or even know that exists, if you don't understand it, it makes the content completely useless, and that is context. So the two major languages, I guess there's two sub-languages of body language, of understanding how to read someone's body language, are content and context. So again, content is actual information that they're sending. I'm emotional, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm bored, I'm attracted, I'm aroused. These are different things we want to know how to tell in a woman, right? I want to know if she's aroused now, I want to know if she's tired now, if she's bored, so I can sort of fix that, right? That's content that's being sent across, but context is the area or subject during which, space during which that takes place. So, for example, in the last video that you got, or a very recent one, you heard me sort of illustrate a story about how I had, I was on a date with a girl and the Rolling Stones came on and I had that whole interaction where I figured out that she was the PR agent for the Rolling Stones. So what I did in there is I used two things. I used content, which is like, oh, she's looking down, which means she's emotional. But if I didn't know that the content was based on the Rolling Stones, the atmosphere, the context, then I wouldn't have known whether or not she was just having a flashback of something or she was remembering something else totally non sequitur, or if she was like, oh, I really need to get out of this date right now. I wouldn't know the difference. I wouldn't know if she was like attracted to me, not attracted to me. I wouldn't know. I have any idea. So what I did is I used context to sort of narrow down that window so that I only had a few options. And the way that I did that is I kept talking. So I kept saying, oh, well, I had a hunch that maybe it was the Rolling Stones that triggered this, so I kept talking about the Rolling Stones. Now, if she didn't look down anymore, I would probably switch gears, shift to another area, and start talking about that to see if maybe that triggered it. Sometimes you won't be able to figure it out, but it's better than blindly running in. You can't just watch someone do something, not know the context, and then just guess. And the reason why is because we're looking for clusters of body language. So we're looking for not just one sort of body language trait or content, piece of content, like she's twirling her hair. And that's why you can't just go, a girl twirls her hair, I mean, she's attracted to you. You know, you can say it, but it's not really true. And there's plenty of other reasons why girls twirl their hair. Sometimes they have domination fetishes or fixations. Sometimes they get nervous for other reasons. Sometimes it's because it's a nervous tic, something that she does because she's not just nervous, but she's also got like some kind of a tic that she does all the time, whenever she's bored or whenever she's whatever, right? Could be a million different things. And so you can't just say when she twirls her hair, it means she's attracted, right? You're looking for clusters. If she's twirling her hair, looking down, and smiling at the same time, then you can guarantee that she's either attracted to you or she's getting attracted to something at that moment. Maybe you, maybe somebody else, I don't know, but you have to narrow that down. She's looking down, smiling. She looks up at you, and she's still smiling, still twirling her hair. And then she looks down again. That's a pattern. The pattern is she's twirling her hair for either because she's nervous or because it stimulates the roots where her scalp is, which is a submission thing. So, like, if you were to grab a cat by the scruff of the neck, that's a submission place for a cat. And if you do it to a girl, if you grab her up here in the back of her hair and you sort of pull it tight, not too hard, obviously, but pull it tight and then gently draw back on her head, it sort of releases and exposes her neck and it makes her go into a submissive position. And you can do this in regular conversation, actually, and attract beautiful women doing this. But it's a risky thing to do. A lot of guys are afraid to do it. I've used it tons of times. I've only had a couple negative responses, and usually it's because I was grabbing a weave, and I didn't know it. So a girl would have a weave on, and I had no idea that she had extensions. It wasn't a weave, it was just extensions. But it's the same thing to me. I'm a guy. I don't know the difference, really. But so I'd reach up, and I'd grab it, and she would go, she'd have a negative response because I was about to pull out her extensions or something. So that's the only time I've had a negative response. Every other time, though, it's been immediately sexual because it's a very sexual response, a very sexual thing to do. So if she's twirling her hair, it's basically twisting it and pulling it a little bit at the root, so it's sort of causing this stimulation on her scalp, which is a very sexually aroused thing. If she's looking down, she's accessing her emotions. As she's smiling, that's obviously an expression of a positive emotion, so it's not just a negative emotion. You know it's a positive one now. If she looks up, she's still smiling, then she looks down again. She looked up, locked eyes, got too emotional, and had to look down again. So you can pretty much bet that she's sexually and otherwise attracted to you if she does that. But you have to know all those things at once. You have to see all of them at once. And that's context. The context is, what else is she doing? Under what circumstances is this happening? And how can I trigger this same response so I know what's going on here? So next time you're talking to a girl and you see her look down, try to figure out why she just looked down. Try to restate what you just said or elaborate more or ask her a question about what just went through her head and try to get out of her what is actually triggering that feeling. Because we anchor emotions to different things, different ideas, different physical objects, different people. And when we have these emotions come up, we can't help it. They just express automatically through our body language. So try to figure out which ones those are and try to get deeper and understand the context of body language. And if you do, you'll be able to master it much, much faster. Go ahead and comment below and let me know what you think. Let me know if you have any questions and I will comment back and on top of your comment and we'll start a dialogue. So I appreciate it. Thanks for checking this video out. See you in the next video.